Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas. Today, you'll meet a musical superstar who has 21 albums, 2 Grammy Awards, and 2 Academy Awards. His hits include Feel the Fire, Tonight I Celebrate My Love, and Can You Stop the Rain? Peebo Bryson joins us to discuss his incredible career and his upcoming show on October 6th over at the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Later in the show, you'll meet Candy Conda, who motivates and inspires athletes at all levels to prepare for life after sports. Then, Pawn Stars art expert Brett Maley discusses one of the greatest and most eccentric popular artists, Salvador Dali. Finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, talks about the creation of Wynn's Paradise Park.
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, oh,
you know, in the music business, it's hard to stay on top for long. Well, with us today is a man who has certainly defeated that whole myth. His name is Peebo Bryson. He's won a couple of Grammy Awards. He's got 20 albums to credit, a big favorite around there. And he's coming to Las Vegas. He's going to be at the Orleans Hotel and Casino October 6th. Well, Peebo, I know you're really excited because you've got a new album and you're pretty happy about the way it came out. Tell us about it.
Are you kidding? I got a chance to work with the talented team of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and what we did together, this collaboration was a collaboration made in heaven, and working with Flight Time was really an extraordinary experience. Their team is second to none. They have on their team the great John Jackson, who's probably the finest musician I've ever had the pleasure of knowing or working with. This is my 21st album, and Stand for Love is what I've always stood for. And Defying the Odds is, I guess that's my moniker. That's my dogma, my mantra as well.
Well, you know, one of the ways you've done that, though, is you've managed to have one of the most pristine backgrounds I've ever seen from a superstar. I mean, you know, you haven't had any issues, got a happy family and so forth. Do you think that's part of the success, you know, the idea of just kind of standing and, you know, going straight ahead for what you believe in?
Well, I think you're right, Steve. It's being able to put into perspective what's really important in life, I think. If I'm honest, I'm probably most proud of the things that I don't get accolades for or people don't give accolades for. I'm most proud of the things I was able to say no to, because those are the things that made it possible for me to be able to still perform at a very high level at this particular point. I'm probably better now than I've ever been, if I'm honest. And I continue to grow. And now I have a little boy that's 9 months old and a wife that loves me in ways that most people can only dream about. So I'm grateful. I just worked with the great Jam and Lewis, and we We made some music that people embraced right away, and again defying another one of the odds and one of the stereotypical ideas about what's relevant and what's not relevant. We are relevant as long as we see ourselves that way, as long as we believe it in ourselves that way. Faith, perseverance, and living a good life. I mean, it's understanding what's important, and staying grateful and staying humble, Steve. Really, you know, you stay out there because these are the things that these are the building blocks of all virtue.
Well, you know, and what's exciting about it too is you've got an album that people love. I mean, album. These days, nobody makes albums anymore. And I'm looking at the Los Angeles Times, and they said this is one you got to see. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? I mean, the fact that you can keep that going.
Steve, I'm living the dream, mate. I'm just being honest with you. I'm living the dream, and every single day is a blessing, and I'm stupefied and mystified every single day that I wake up, and a new reality faces me. I have a daughter that lives in Vegas, and she's very accomplished, and I'm very, very proud of her, and very, very proud of my grandchildren. I have three of them. 24, 25, 19, and it's extraordinary. Every day is a revelation. I feel like the phoenix. I rise from my own ashes every single day, Steve.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. You wanted to stay relevant. I understand when you talked to Jam Lewis, it was a matter of, I want to stay relevant. And you certainly have done that. You know, a lot of people that get involved with some of these really iconic songs you have a hard time getting past it, but you've managed to do that. And is that kind of like getting those producers in there, people that have worked with Prince and Michael Jackson?
Well,
is that what keeps you relevant,
tricky.
Too?
It's tricky. They're probably, first of all, I have to put my ego aside because I've made my own music since the beginning. So you have to really be objective, Steve. Sometimes you have to really step outside of yourself and let someone else that you trust take a look. And Jam and Lewis are two of four people that I would have allowed that honor. And they really stepped up. And as you said before, just earlier, my request and my challenge for them was, can you make me relevant in any music conversation that happens today or tomorrow without destroying what has taken me a lifetime to achieve? And they didn't even flinch. They just stepped up to the plate and did what they
great.
Had to do.
Well, you know, and you bring...
And, you know, they don't have ego and self-importance. You don't get a sense of that. They don't care who does what as long as it's good and it's right. That's the only thing they care about. And what I like most about them is post-production, they're still as committed as they were the first day of the project, maybe even more so.
Well, that's
you know,
great.
Because the work's done, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you bring so much passion to your music. I guess working with people that bring that same kind of passion can really deliver something special.
It always does. I think it's the combination of all those things that makes this music special. I mean, people get it. And maybe there's something spiritual about it, Steve. I mean, there's a difference between great music and anointed music. There's a difference between a great vocalist and an anointed voice. There's a difference. There's a difference between anybody, Aretha Franklin singing a song and anybody else singing it.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
There's a difference. I mean, you know, anointed voices and anointed music has kind of a built-in sonar that seeks the souls of all who listen. That's what its primary mandate is, to seek your soul and to get inside it and be there, stay there.
Well, we're really excited to have you down in the Orleans and so forth. And
I love New Orleans. Are you kidding? And people are starting to realize what a great place to be, what a place to go have fun, what a great place to gamble, what a great place to listen to music. New Orleans is all that. Might have some friends who won't go anywhere else now. They came there to see me, but they won't go anywhere else there.
And now, here's a sample from Peabo Bryson's new CD, Stand for Love, a song called Love Like Yours and Mine.
When I think about love, girl, your face is all I see. Girl, when I
think about your touch. You know I hunger constantly. Oh, baby, you are my impossible. You know you're everything to me. Can you see? You are my puzzle, so unsolvable.
So unsolvable.
You're my greatest mystery. Eternally, there is no love like yours and mine. It's one of a kind.
More with one of the premier vocalists in contemporary music of the last quarter century, Peebo Bryson, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving ThermoSkin braces and tend therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Peebo Bryson, who will be appearing October 6th at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. That was All She Wants to Do Is Me from Peebo Bryson's new CD, Stand for Love. You know, people were asking me, you know, being that you have a new album out, is it going to be just stuff from the new album, or are you going to share some of those old classics that everybody knows you from?
I'm not going to show up and let anybody think in Vegas think that I was afraid to get it to them. They're going to get everything. Well, it's all or nothing for me, Steve. I only got one speed.
We're really excited about that. You know, you kind of have you've done so many different things. You know, people know you, right, as this great love song. But, you know, is this something you like to challenge yourself with different things to kind of keep fresh? Is that part of this, people? Is that how we last as long as we do?
Oh, absolutely. You hit on it really, really well. It's very astute of you to figure out, to be some people mostly have to be reminded of how diverse my career is. Some of every kind of music. I mean, the only genre I haven't raised like a, well, to the umpteenth level is country western. Come close.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you've done all these incredible duets. You know, people like the great late Natalie Cole, one of my all-time favorites.
Absolutely.
Roberta Flack. Is that exciting too? Where, you know, you kind of, when you work in these duets, is it kind of a challenge to see that you can bring up to a level with both you and the person you're singing with to try to, you know, the better two halves?
You know what? You know, that's just really good journalism you're speaking now. The questions are extraordinary. First and foremost, I didn't set out to do any duets. I mean, Natalie Cole wants to sing with you and record a project. You say yes. And if the record label wants to do it, you say yes. If Aretha Franklin wants you to sing in her birthday party and she wants to sing with you, you say yes. If Roberta Flack wants to record with you and wants to tour with you, and wants you to take Donny Hathaway's spot because he was not there to take it, then that's a great, these are great honors. That's the way you have to look at them. And all these pairings are unique and never have been before. Unfortunately, I got Roberta Flack early, and it was through her that I learned how to do a duet well. I learned it from Roberta Flack. I mean, and what she taught me was to play to your duet partner's strengths and weaknesses equally so that there is no weakness. And I learned that the special part of what goes into a great duet is that you have to fall a little bit in love with your duet partner.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah, and I imagine that there has to be that mutual respect, and that's what can make these things special.
Oh, absolutely. Other than that, it's just two people singing together, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And boy, I tell you, we are really, again, excited to have you out in Las Vegas. We can't wait for this. But I have one last question for you, Peebo.
Please.
Are you going to come and thinking about maybe in the future doing a Las Vegas residency? I mean, I think it's made for you here.
You know what? We've been thinking about that for several years now, and I'm trying to figure out how best to do it. And I'm open to suggestions at this particular point, because we have a program that we can tailor to any demographic audience. That's how wide how diverse my career has been at this particular point. You know, so and being in excellent health and spirits at this particular point. It's something that really makes sense. I would love to sit down in Las Vegas because I love it like that. But I'd love to just spend a year there. I really would.
Well, we'd love to have you. So maybe the folks of the Orleans need to talk with you in a little more detail. But for now...
You know what? I mean, if they would be amenable to it, Orleans would be a place I would actually do a residency. It's one of the places I actually would.
Well, that's exciting. For now, folks, October 6th, you don't want to miss it. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, the great Peebo Bryson. Peebo, thank you so much. You're one of the good guys. I'm so glad your life is going as well as it is. And come back.
God bless you, Steve. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm blessed every single day. You stay blessed and a blessing, Steve.
Thank you, Peebo. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it. It's great. Real honor to talk with you. Thank you.
Oh, no, the honor's all mine, I assure you. Thank you so much. You're a very good journalist, by the way. You're exceptional. You are way above the bar.
Time now to switch gears, as you'll meet a woman who has been a trailblazer in the world of sports. If you want to be successful in life, follow somebody that's successful. And boy, do we have a great guest for you. She's relatively new to Las Vegas, but she's been doing some incredible things all her life. Her name is Candy Conda. She's an entrepreneur, member of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame that I want to talk to her about, and brand consultant. And six-time author. Candy, welcome. It's so great having you here. So what brought you to Las Vegas? I know this is real. You said you were here once in the Air Force, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I was stationed here at Nellis Air Force Base for about 2.5 years prior to going overseas for 6 years. So I'm a little bit familiar with Vegas. And then I used to come every year to visit for a while. And then I kind of like started traveling a lot. And then I kind of like hadn't been here for a while. But my business brought me back 5 times last year. And for some reason, I was looking for a new home because my daughter lives in L.A. and I wanted to be on the West Coast, but I wasn't sold on L.A. So I said, let me think about Vegas. And it just kept popping up. I kept ending up here, either with a client or with my own business. And I started seriously thinking about it. And then in February, I made the decision to just, like, jump.
Well, we're glad you're here, you know, and it's interesting that you came at the same time that the WNBA now came to Las Vegas, the Aces, which is kind of exciting, but you were one of the real pioneers of professional women's basketball. Kind of tell us how you went through that, and you got into the Hall of Fame.
So I want to correct that. I'm not in the Women's Basketball Hall. I'm vetted by the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame for their list to hopefully be inducted.
Oh, okay.
But so they vetted me as the first African-American woman, but you have to be invited to be included. So I'm invited and vetted by them. But I'm in the African-American Hall of Fame, and I'm on, like, several other waiting lists. So, you know, like, 4 other waiting lists. It's an interesting process. I always say they don't induct you till you're almost dead, but and I hope that's not true, but for some people you're either really old or, you know, they're inventing you posthumously, which is not good, but anywho. So
I couldn't agree more.
Exactly,
it is frustrating, you know. It's like Kenny Stabler got in as an Oakland Raider fan for years,
right.
And it's like, you know, They finally let him in after he passes. So it's like, oh, it's awful.
It's a horrible. And I, like I said, say they did just induct the other league that was in 1977. We were in like 1990s. So we're hoping that we're next for the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. But yes, I'm also vetted personally, and then the league itself hopefully will come. But so that was one of the reasons why I came to Vegas. Back to your other question was because of all the sports teams that are here, because Life After Sports is my company. We help young, not only just youth, we put youth and pro players in the same space. And then I also do consulting and ghostwriting for professional athletes and entertainers and entrepreneurs. But I came here because of the influx of sports, the growing sports here all at one time of pro sports. The Aces, the Knights, the Raiders, you know, and there's some also other, like, less well-known leagues that are coming up here, too.
More with Candy Conda in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Steve and Maggie on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Candy Kunda, author, Hall of Famer, and CEO of Life After Sports. Well, what you do is really fascinating. I mean, just being around you a few minutes, I can feel the energy and the vibe. You're really a success trainer in a way, right? I mean, that's kind of what you do.
Yeah, and I definitely bring the energy. I bring my own energy with me. I'm trying to find a way to bottle it and sell it. But until now, I just kind of like bring it in the room with me, and then I take it when I go. Hopefully, I'll leave you guys some. But, yeah, so, I mean, I like to work with athletes that, you know, haven't had the big money. And now they, you know, they're on their second win, and they say, okay, I want to become an author. I want to become a speaker. How do I do that? Because I didn't get the big bucks and have 10 people waiting, you know, to help me out. So those are the people that I help. Like, I have a WNBA player, former WNBA player, call me a month ago, and she's like, I need my book right now. Now, I've been telling her she needed a book for a long time, but someone wrote an article about her that blew up and went viral, and they were like, well, where can we find out more information? She was like, I see what you've been telling me for the last 5 years now, so now I'm ready.
Well, I think it's fascinating because, you know, athletes, to make it to the level, even as a part-time player or whatever, it's a huge deal. I mean, it's very, very unique. And what you're saying is they have these certain capabilities, but they have to be able to transition, and I guess in some cases have to be able to transition fast. What are some of the things you share with them? Because I know, you know, kind of from your own background, you can just see this is what you do. And I mean, you use your own life as kind of a model for this.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, I tell everyone I'm wired to win. I get up every day. How do I win today? And how do I outdo yesterday? And it sounds cliche-ish a little bit, but it's really like the absolute truth. And, you know, the athletes, that's the same thing. They get up every day for 5 years, 3 years. They're playing football. And that's all really that anyone allows them to have time for, because it's like if you're thinking about running a business and you're not thinking about the court. So they're almost scared to think about entrepreneurship, becoming an author. They don't think about these things until a lot of times, frankly, it's too late. And so now it's kind of like, oh my God, I'm out of a job. I bought mom a house, I bought, you know, my cousin a house, I bought my brother a car, and now I've got to think about me. And that's why you see all the mental health breakdowns with some of these former athletes, and you see the financial issues or them going back to their ex-girlfriend trying to get a watch back or trying to get a house back. I mean, we've seen it in the news. Yeah. It plays out every day. But there's a reason. There's really a very methodical reason of why this happens, because it's you know, the preparation isn't there. And also on October 13th, we have a youth pro. We have three levels. We have the youth program, the college program, and then the consulting for pro athletes. So I just left UTEP College with 150 eager athletes, football players, women's soccer players, and we had this just dynamic, just energy-driven event with these guys that at first came in like, oh my God, we just went to practice and now we got to sit through this boring event for 3 hours. After it was over, they didn't want to leave. We had to kick them out. We did a team-building exercise. We did our panels with the pro athletes to tell these guys, you need, you know, how are you going to make it if you don't, if you get cut? What happens, you know, if you don't make it? What's your what-if plan? And we put these kind of panels together for kids and these college students to say, what's your what-if? What's your backup plan?
It makes so much sense, because there is that thing like, wow, what am I going to do? I got cut, you know, all of a sudden. Or even as you say, just like for a college player, you know, you're the big kahuna for a while, right? You're everybody knows who you are. Suddenly you're out in the world and nobody cares. And by thinking of this ahead, you can really help you get through that time, keep you kind of on the straight and narrow, and also prepare yourself, because there's nothing like knowing that I can handle it, whatever comes next.
Exactly, and I think the one thing we have to do now is a lot of times we focus on college athletes and pro athletes, but if history has taught us anything, we need to go back and start with the younger kids. If the younger kids understand that at 15 years old or at 11 and 12 that, yes, I may be able to play pro sports and I may get blessed enough, lucky enough with my talent and skill to be pro, but I may not. I might get hurt. I've had parents call me and said their kids committed suicide after getting cut 1 year in the NFL. Or, you know, my son was 6'9", you know, all through school. He's been everything. He's been on this road to be in the NBA. He breaks his foot before the draft, and now he's having a severe depression. And I mean, this story plays on and on, different sports, different kids, different races, whatever. It's the same story that I hear on a regular basis. And it's because we're not preparing our kids when they're young to say, have a plan B, start your own business, have your business going now. You can still go in the NFL. I mean, I look at someone like Tyler Lepley, who is one of Tyler Perry's main actors, but he's, you know, in the have and have nots. He's been on every season, but he's also a rapper. He's also got his clothing line over here. He's got a fallback plan, and that's what we've got to teach our kids, and not just kids that are athletes. It doesn't matter if they're entertainer, if they're athlete, whatever they is. Yeah. There's got to be a fallback plan.
Well, it's smart. I mean, it's like the city of Las Vegas says, now we diversify. We're not going to get hit by a big recession because we're going to diversify. Right. And that's what you're saying. Diversify
right.
your life.
Right.
Yeah, maybe you will make millions and millions of dollars and never have to do anything else in life. But you know, I had a friend, and I want to ask you about this. I had a friend, good friend I grew up with, was going to be a major league ball player, and he was right. He actually went back and forth between the AAA team and the big league, had good possibilities, and then one day got hit in the head, and they had to helicopter him out and so forth, so the career was over. Man, it was tough. He went through a deep depression. It worked out okay because he got back, and he works in Major League Baseball, but that's kind of a unique thing. But boy, I'm thinking to myself, it sure would have been good if he'd been dealing with you. So when he's getting helicoptered off, his life isn't over.
And I just talked to a friend of mine who was in baseball, major league player at one time, and he got hurt, and he was telling me that he's just never been able to. It's almost like a sexual trauma or something. He says he's never actually, it's like a part of his life that he's not been able to get over that. And I hear that a lot too. We think that, okay, now you've got a great job, you're head of the school district now, but if you talk to them personally, you'll hear, you know, what happened to me in sports, although albeit a great thing, but it also, if they left in less than undesirable intentions or, you know, reasons, they also have something that is almost like traumatizing them for life. And so that's something that I don't think anyone prepares them for. One of the things we're doing here in Vegas, when life after sports blows up to the big, 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 we're going to be having workshops for athletes in everything from depression to, you know, head trauma, traumatic brain injury, domestic violence, plan B, how to be an author, how to be an entrepreneur, finances, the whole gamut we're going to have under the Life After Sports banner.
Well, I would imagine it's one of those things, too. I would imagine, though, that if you're a ball player and that happens and it's this terrible thing, you could kind of remind them, hey, you know what? A lot of people want to still be around you. Use that to your, you know, you have a certain celebrity you're never going to lose that can help you in other areas if you're playing for that.
Right.
Because ultimately you have to make it on your own. But you know, use that advantage you have.
And the one thing that I hear a lot, too, and it's kind of every time I hear it, I hear a lot of athletes who, like, say, for instance, they got cut after a year. A lot of them feel like they're not worthy to help these students because they feel like, you know, my peers have done so much more than I've done. So, you know, who am I to be standing up here? And I says, you guys are really the ones that they need to hear from because this is the norm. The other ones are, those are the one, you know, 100-to-1 chances. Yeah. This 100, what is it, 1,000-to-1 to get in the NBA? I mean, this is the normal life here that people need to know. What's the what if? You know, like I said, what's that backup plan? That's, you know, your fallback, your option, your plan B. Those are the ones that I want to hear from.
Now that you're here and we have the NFL and the NHL and WNBA and such, have you thought about offering your services? I would think it would be a wonderful thing for these teams. Again, it's something they just don't run across, you know. And I know, you know, they're all very wealthy, but it's like you said, there's more to it than just money. And I know a lot of athletes that suddenly were great big stars and they're out of money.
So I have already reached out to the Aces, and I hope when they all hear this that they'll all come and knock on the door. But yes, we've reached out to the Aces, and we've also reached out to some individuals that are on the transition team for the Raiders. So that's kind of like, like methodical. I've been here a few months, and now they're starting to pick up steam, and so absolutely that's exactly what we're trying to do.
And that could be a perfect thing. We're in 2020 when they actually arrive here, and I went to a few training camps in my early days in broadcasting, get a feel, and there's a lot of feel there. And you see these people, you know, you were talking before, and I couldn't help but remember what it was like watching these guys that were getting cut, you know,
right.
and walking off. And you can see, you know, nobody cares about them, but you know that their whole life has been
attacked. I just had a friend get cut off of a football team just like 2 days ago. Someone sent me a message. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. You know, so I just had my friend got caught, cut. So I understand how that is. And it is hard on the family because they put a lot into this, a lot into the draft. And, you know, everyone's waiting for this big moment. And then for them to get cut like the same year because they just got drafted this year. So it's a lot. And that's why I think that as life after sports grows on a bigger level, we're only a year and a half, even though this was a 3 to 4 year vision of mine. We're just in December. Yeah. We'll be celebrating our 2 year anniversary. So we're still very yeah. new also. So, you know, we've got some growing to do, which is great. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the future of life after sports, which we've just trademarked the name. So, you know, we got a lot of growing to do, but we're exactly doing that very thing. And I just think that the workshops, the ones that are very intrinsic and important are going to be those ones too that are the workshops that no one wants to talk about. The fun ones are going to be easy, the entrepreneurship and the author and yeah. all that, but it's the other ones too that we want to bring to light as well.
More with sports and branding consultant Candy Conda in just a few moments. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Touchy goodbye. Touchy, don't cry.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Candy Conda, CEO of Life After Sports.
Let's talk for a minute about the workshops. I mean, you have something like brand your business, monetize your social media. And boy, that's so true because, you know, everybody's in the social media. But a lot of people spend a lot of time and make absolutely no money at that whatsoever. So,
right.
You know, it's important to understand that. And again, these are all tricks of the trade that better to learn if you're an athlete before you have to transition to another career.
I mean, you're in business. When you crack open your social media, you're in business. And you've got to think like an entrepreneur every single day because you don't know when the last day of your NFL career, or it doesn't matter if you're in pro sports or you're just an admin. It doesn't even matter. You're in business every day. So,
do you also tell them that sometimes because you're in business, as you say, not to put stupid things down, and not just them, but all celebrities will sometimes put really dumb things on their social media that can come back and really ruin their future?
Well, I think the one good thing that is happening now with the NFL and the NBA is that they have rules now that of things that they can and can't say on social media. So it's a little bit limiting, I understand, but it's also you have to think of the Cam Newton situation where he made one little comment, which to me was not really that big of a deal. And I don't, you know, as a woman, because I'm very sensitive to everything and I listen to everything, I don't think he meant any harm by it. But what happened, Dannon knee-jerked it, took his $15 million endorsement deal away with before the TV show was even, before the commercial was done. You know, they were taking him off and, you know, shuffling it off to someone else. So, I mean, the power of social media at this particular point is crucial.
And that's all the more reason why they really need somebody like you to help them with this, to understand that, you know, there is no room for error there.
Right. So we're going to be having social media workshops and then, of course, social media training on monetizing social media as well. So we do both of those. And then we also, on September 29th, we have a DIY trademark coming up. DIY your trademark, 10 steps to DIYing your own trademark. So like you have a trademark on your shirt or you want to use it as your name, you know, if they want to do it themselves, we're going to walk them through how to do your own trademark. And that's September 29th. At 8 a.m. Pacific time, and it's online. It's on Zoom.
I think people have heard you. They're fired up. I know if I had any close friends that were particular athletes and the people I know, I would definitely drop your name. But if people want to know, how do they get a hold of you now that you're here, you're in Las Vegas and so forth, how do they get a hold of you?
So can we also say that on October 13th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we are actually having a sports experience here at the Stupak Center. And I think it's, is it 801 Boston? 501 Boston, something like that. It's on Boston Street, the Stupak Center. So if you, it's free for kids. All you have to do is register at lifeaftersportslasvegas.eventbrite.com. Personally, you can get me on every single piece of social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere at Casey Bizboss. The letter K-C-B-I-Z and then B-O-S-S. So at Casey Bizboss across all social mediums.
Well, I will be staying in close contact to Candy because I want to do play-by-play when she buys her first Major League Baseball team here in Las Vegas. I tell you, there's no stopping you. Thanks, Candy. Really enjoyed meeting with you and chatting today.
Thank you very much.
Time now for a Vegas Art Minute with Brett Mealy of ArtEncounter.com. You know Brett as the fine art expert of the TV show Pawn Stars. Today's topic, prominent Spanish surrealist Salvador Dali.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Well, Salvador Dali was, like most surrealists, he looked at life very differently than you and I did. Very much of a strange bird. He, I think had he not gone into art, he very much could have, you know, been institutionalized. He did some things as a youth. There's a famous story where he had a friend that they were walking across a bridge, and he literally pushed his friend off the bridge onto the rocks down below because he wanted to see his friend's reaction and he wanted to see his reaction to pain. Salvador Dali himself would, you know, he'd throw himself, you know, off things or downstairs just because he was a little bit of a masochist. And that shows in his art. And that was kind of his outlet, his escape. And he, you know, again, he would take mundane subjects and he would just look at them through, you know, a very unique vision. And that was, you know, the surrealist in general was all about taking pedestrian subject matter and putting a new spin on it or looking at it or interpreting it in a different way.
Want to meet Brett? Well, you can head on down to Art Encounter by limo. Just check out the webpage, artencounter.com. Call them and mention you heard Brett on Vegas Never Sleeps. Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
Oh, you gotta jump, jivin', then you really gotta jump, jivin'.
The wind. People have been asking me about Paradise Park taking the place of the old golf course from the Desert Inn. What is this thing going to be? And you think, is it going to be as elaborate as we're reading?
I think it's going to be huge. It is a kind of a wacky idea, and I think they're going to go whole hog. They are tearing up the golf course. The golf course wasn't making them a lot of money. It was more of an amenity for their high rollers. But this thing is going to be a sprawling, water-based attraction and just this beautiful blue lagoon. They're going to do a hotel tower, I think. They're going to do... they're just going to do a ton of stuff to make this appealing. Zip lines, of course. You can't do anything without a zip line now. I think it shut down Alon. When Alon Resort saw that was coming, happening across the street, I think they were like, we're done. We're out. We don't have anything that can compete because I think it's going to be big and beautiful and be a huge draw and make Wynn Resorts a ton of money.
Well, I mean, is it going to be something you pay to go into, or is it just part of this another hotel where if you stay there, you get to do that? I mean, how does it work?
It's going to be kind of a water park, so you will pay an entry fee, and you'll go in and get to experience. They're going to have a float parade. They're going to have water sports on this beautiful lagoon. It's going to be a very interesting. It's hard to describe some of the stuff because the floats are going to be like there's going to be King Kong involved, but it's going to be great for their big players. It's going to be great for families. They can charge whatever they want. It's Wynn. I think it's just a weird, quirky thing, and more power to them. Like if they can create something that's going to be that big a draw, it's going to shake things up because then everybody else has to up their game as well. It is non-gaming revenue that everybody is trying to figure out, whether it's a nightclub or an esports arena whatever it is, Vegas is always trying to look for that next big thing, and potentially a giant blue lagoon could be the thing.
Make sure to check out Scott's blog, vitalvegas.com. Well, that's it for today's show. Next week, Scott will be featured in a much longer discussion on the topic of value in Vegas. Has it changed? Are the casinos making mistakes? And what can be done to change the perception? Thanks for joining us. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.